Papers Read on AI with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS. ImageBind, one embedding space to bind them all. Authored 2023 by Rohit Gurdhar, Alildin El Nubi, Zhuang Liu, Manit Singh, Kalyan Vasudev Alwala, Armand Julin, Ashan Misra. Abstract. We present ImageBind, an approach to learn a joint embedding across six different modalities: images, text, audio, depth, thermal, and IMU data. We show that all combinations of paired data are not necessary to train such a joint embedding, and only image paired data is sufficient to bind the modalities together. ImageBind can leverage recent large-scale vision language models and extends their zero-shot capabilities to new modalities just by using their natural pairing with images. It enables novel emergent applications out of the box, including cross-modal retrieval, composing modalities with arithmetic, cross-modal detection and generation. The emergent capabilities improve with the strength of the image encoder, and we set a new state of the art on emergent zero-shot recognition tasks across modalities, outperforming specialist-supervised models. Finally, we show strong few-shot recognition results outperforming prior work, and that ImageBind serves as a new way to evaluate vision models for visual and non-visual tasks. Equal technical contribution. A single image can bind together many experiences. An image of a beach can remind us of the sound of waves, the texture of the sand, a breeze, or even inspire a poem. This binding property of images offers many sources of supervision to learn visual features by aligning them with any of the sensory experiences associated with images. Ideally, for a single joint embedding space, visual features should be learned by aligning to all of these sensors. However, this requires acquiring all types and combinations of paired data with the same set of images, which is infeasible. Recently, many methods learn image features aligned with text, reference 1, 30, 45, 59, 63, 80, 81, audio, reference 3, 4, 49, 54, 55, 68, etc. These methods use a single pair of modalities or, at best, a few visual modalities. However, the final embeddings are limited to the pairs of modalities used for training. Thus, video-audio embeddings cannot directly be used for image-text tasks and vice versa. A major obstacle in learning a true joint embedding is the absence of large quantities of multimodal data where all modalities are present together. In this paper, we present ImageBind, which learns a single shared representation space by leveraging multiple types of image paired data. It does not need datasets where all modalities co-occur with each other. Instead, we leverage the binding property of images, and we show that just aligning each modality's embedding to image embeddings leads to an emergent alignment across all of the modalities. In practice, ImageBind leverages web scale, image, text, paired data and combines it with naturally occurring paired data such as video, audio, image, depth, etc. to learn a single joint embedding space. This allows ImageBind to implicitly align the text embeddings to other modalities such as audio, depth, etc., enabling zero-shot recognition capabilities on that modality without explicit semantic or textual pairing. Moreover, we show that it can be initialized with large-scale vision language models such as CLIP, reference 59, thereby leveraging the rich image and text representations of these models. Thus, ImageBind can be applied to a variety of different modalities and tasks with little training. We use large-scale image-text paired data along with naturally paired, self-supervised data across four new modalities: audio, depth, thermal, and inertial measurement unit, IMU, readings, and show strong emergent zero-shot classification and retrieval performance on tasks for each of these modalities. These emergent properties improve as the underlying image representation is made stronger. On audio classification and retrieval benchmarks, ImageBind's emergent zero-shot classification matches or outperform specialist models trained with direct audio-text supervision on benchmarks like ESC, Clotho, AudioCaps. ImageBind representations also outperform specialist-supervised models on few-shot evaluation benchmarks. Finally, we show that ImageBind's joint embeddings can be used for a wide variety of compositional tasks as illustrated in Figure 1, including cross-modal retrieval, combining embeddings via arithmetic, detecting audio sources in images, and generating images given audio input. 2. Related work. IMAGEBIND builds upon several advances in vision language, multimodal, and self-supervised research. Language-image pre-training, training images jointly with linguistic signals like words or sentences, has been shown to be an effective method for zero-shot, open vocabulary recognition and text-to-image retrieval. Reference 13, 17, 37, 66. Language as supervision can further be used for learning strong video representations. Reference 2, 46, 47. Julin et al. Reference 33. Show that using large-scale image dataset with noisy captions yields strong visual features. Recently, Clip, reference 59, Align, reference 30, and Florence, reference 81, collect large collections of image and text pairs and train models to embed image and language inputs in a joint space using contrastive learning, exhibiting impressive zero-shot performance. Coca, reference 80, adds an image captioning objective on top of the contrastive loss for improved performance. Flamingo, reference 1, handles arbitrarily interleaved images and texts, and achieves state-of-the-art on many few-shot learning benchmarks. Lit, reference 82, adopts contrastive training for fine-tuning and observes freezing image encoders works the best. This prior line of works mostly considers image and text, while our work enables zero-shot recognition on multiple modalities. Multimodal learning, our work binds multiple modality representations in a joint embedding space. Prior works explored joint training of multiple modalities in a supervised, reference 20, 41, or self-supervised contexts, reference 3, 19, 49, 68, 72. The success of image and language pre-training methods such as CLIP has inspired approaches that revisits learning deep semantic representations through matching other modalities with linguistic inputs. Various methods adapt CLIP to extract semantically strong video representations, reference 14, 42, 44, 77. Most related to our method, Negrani et al. Reference 50. Create a weekly labeled dataset for paired video audio and captions that allows for training multimodal video audio encoder to match textual features, resulting in strong audio and video retrieval and captioning performance. Audio clip. Reference 26. Adds audio as an additional modality into a clip framework, enabling zero-shot audio classification. In contrast, IMAGEBIND does not require explicit paired data between all modalities and instead leverages image as a natural weak supervision for unifying modalities. Feature alignment pre-trained CLIP models have been utilized as teachers to supervise other models due to the strength of its visual representations, reference 43, 57, 73. Moreover, CLIP joint image and text embedding space has also been leveraged for a variety of zero-shot tasks like detection, reference 23, 86, segmentation, reference 40, mesh animation, reference 79, etc., showing the power of joint embedding spaces. Point clip, reference 83, finds a pre-trained clip encoder can be used for 3D recognition by projecting a point cloud to a number of 2D depth map views, which in turn are encoded using clip visual encoder. In multilingual neural machine translation, a similar phenomenon to the emergence behavior of IMAGEBIND is commonly observed and utilized. If languages are trained in the same latent space through learned implicit bridging, translation can be done between language pairs on which no paired data is provided, reference 32, 39. 3. Method. Our goal is to learn a single joint embedding space for all modalities by using images to bind them together. We align each modality's embedding to image embeddings, such as text-to-image using web data and IMU to video using video data captured from egocentric cameras with IMU. We show that the resulting embedding space has a powerful emergent zero-shot behavior that automatically associates pairs of modalities without seeing any training data for that specific pair. We illustrate our approach in Figure 2. 3.1. Preliminaries. Aligning specific pairs of modalities. Contrastive learning, reference 27, is a general technique for learning an embedding space by using pairs of related examples, positives, and unrelated examples, negatives. Using pairs of aligned observations, contrastive learning can align pairs of modalities such as image, text, reference 59, audio, text, reference 26, image, depth, reference 68, video, audio, reference 49, etc. However, in each case, the joint embeddings are trained and evaluated using the same pairs of modalities. Thus, video, audio, embeddings are not directly applicable for text-based tasks, while image, text embeddings cannot be applied for audio tasks. Zero-shot image classification using text prompts. CLIP, reference 59, popularized a zero-shot classification task based on an aligned image-text embedding space. This involves constructing a list of text descriptions that describe the classes in a dataset. An input image is classified based on its similarity to the text descriptions in the embedding space. Unlocking such zero-shot classification for other modalities requires specifically training using paired text data, e.g., audio, text, reference 26, or point clouds, text, reference 83. In contrast, IMAGEBIND unlocks zero-shot classification for modalities without paired text data. 3.2. Binding modalities with images. IMAGEBIND uses pairs of modalities, I, M, where I represents images and M is another modality, to learn a single joint embedding. We use large-scale web datasets with image, text, pairings that span a wide range of semantic concepts. Additionally, we use the natural, self-supervised pairing of other modalities audio, depth, thermal, and inertial measurement unit, IMU, with images. Consider the pair of modalities, I, M, with aligned observations. Given an image I, and its corresponding observation in the other modality M, we encode them into normalized embeddings, chi equals F, E, and key G, M, where F, G are deep networks. The embeddings and the encoders equals are optimized using an info NCE, reference 53, loss, where is a scalar temperature that controls the smoothness of the softmax distribution and J denotes unrelated observations, also called negatives. We follow, reference 74, and consider every example JI in the mini-batch to be a negative. The loss makes the embeddings chi and k closer in the joint embedding space, and thus aligns I and M in practice. We use a symmetric loss L1, M plus LM, I. Emergent alignment of unseen pairs of modalities. IMAGEBIND uses modalities paired with images, i.e., pairs of the form, I, M, to align each the embeddings from each modality M to those from images. We observe an emergent behavior in the embedding space that aligns two pairs of modalities, M, M2, even though we only train using the pairs, I, M, and I, M. This behavior allows us to perform a wide variety of zero-shot and cross-modal retrieval tasks without training for them. We achieve state-of-the-art zero-shot text audio classification results without observing a single sample of paired audio text. 3.3. Implementation details. IMAGEBIND is conceptually simple and can be implemented in many different ways. We deliberately choose a vanilla implementation that is flexible and allows for an effective study and easy adoption. In Section 5, we present design decisions that are critical for good emergent binding. Encoding modalities. We use a transformer architecture, reference 71, for all the modality encoders. We use the vision transformer, VIT, reference 12, for images. Following, reference 19. We use the same encoder for images and videos. We temporally inflate, reference 7, the patch projection layer of the vid and use 2-frame video clips sampled from 2 seconds. We follow, reference 21, for encoding audio and convert a 2-second audio sampled at 16 kHz into spectrograms using 128 ml spectrogram bins. As the spectrogram is also a 2D signal like an image, we use a vit with a patch size of 16 and stride 10. We treat thermal images and depth images as one-channel images and also use a vit to encode them. We follow, reference 20, to convert depth into disparity maps for scale invariance. We extract the IMU signal consisting of accelerometer and gyroscope measurements across the X, Y, and Z axes. We use 5-second clips resulting in 2K time step IMU readings which are projected using a 1D convolution with a kernel size of 8. The resulting sequence is encoded using a transformer. Finally, we follow the text encoder design from clip, reference 59. We use separate encoders for images, text, audio, thermal images, depth images, and IMU. We add a modality-specific linear projection head on each encoder to obtain a fixed-size D-dimensional embedding that is normalized and used in the info NCE loss from EQ1. In addition to ease of learning, this setup allows us to also initialize a subset of the encoders using pre-trained models, e.g., the image and text encoder using clip, reference 59, or open clip, reference 29. 4. Experiments. We first describe the main experimental setup and provide full details in the supplement. Naturally paired modalities and datasets. We use IMAGEBIND on 6 modalities: image, video, text, audio, depth, thermal images, and IMU. As described in section 3.3, we treat videos as 2-frame images and process them the same as images. For the naturally available paired data, we use the video, audio, pairs from the AudioSet dataset, reference 18, image, depth, pairs from the SunRGBD dataset, reference 67, image, thermal, pairs from the LLVIP dataset, reference 31, and video, IMU, pairs from the EGO4D dataset, reference 22. For these pairs of modalities, we do not use any extra supervision like class labels, text, etc. Since sunRGBD and LLVIP are relatively small, we follow reference 20 and replicate them 50 times for training. Large-scale image-text pairs. We leverage image-text supervision from large-scale web data, reference 59. For ease of experimentation, we use pre-trained models that are trained on billions of image-text pairs. Specifically, we use the pre-trained vision, VIT-H630M-params, and text encoders, 302M-params, from OpenClip, reference 29, in our experiments. Encoders for each modality, we convert audio into 2D MEL spectrograms, reference 21, and thermal and depth modalities into one-channel images and use VIT-B, VIT-S encoders respectively. The image and text encoders are kept frozen during the IMAGEBIND training in the audio, depth, thermal, and IMU encoders are updated. Emergent zero-shot versus zero-shot. Methods such as clip, reference 59, audio clip, reference 26, etc. train with modality pairs, image, text, and audio, text, to demonstrate zero-shot classification using text prompts for the same modality. In contrast, IMAGEBIND binds modalities together using only image paired data. Thus, just by training on image, text, and image, audio, IMAGEBIND can perform zero-shot classification of audio using text prompts. As we do not directly train for this ability, we term it emergent zero-shot classification to distinguish it from methods that specifically train using paired text supervision for all modalities. Evaluation on downstream tasks. We comprehensively evaluate IMAGEBIND on many different downstream tasks using different protocols. We summarize the main datasets used for evaluation in Table 1.4.1. Emergent zero-shot classification. We evaluate IMAGEBIND on emergent zero-shot classification and use the text prompt templates from reference 59, full details in Appendix B. We report the results in Table 2. Each task measures IMAGEBIND's ability to associate text embeddings to the other modalities without observing them together during training. Given the novelty of our problem setting, there are no fair baselines to compare IMAGEBIND with. Nevertheless, we compare to prior work that uses text paired with certain modalities, e.g. audio, reference 26, 50, and for certain, visual-like, modalities such as depth and thermal, we use the clip model directly. We also report the best reported supervised upper bound per benchmark. IMAGEBIND achieves a high emergent zero-shot classification performance. On each benchmark, IMAGEBIND achieves strong gains and even compares favorably to supervised specialist models trained for the specific modality and task. These results demonstrate that IMAGEBIND aligns the modalities and implicitly transfers the text supervision associated with images to other modalities like audio. In particular, IMAGEBIND shows strong alignment for non-visual modalities like audio and IMU, suggesting that their naturally available pairing with images is a powerful source of supervision. For completeness, we also report the standard zero-shot image, ImageNet, reference 62, IN1K, places 365, reference 85, P365, and video, Kinetics 400, reference 34, K400, MSRVTT1 kiloampere, reference 76, MSRVTT, tasks. As the image and text encoders are initialized and frozen using OpenClip, these results match those of OpenClip. 4.2. Comparison to prior work. We now compare IMAGEBIND against prior work in zero-shot retrieval and classification tasks. Zero-shot text to audio retrieval and classification. Unlike IMAGEBIND, prior work trains using paired data for that modality, e.g., audio clip, reference 26, uses audio, text, supervision and AVFIC, reference 51, uses automatically mined audio, text pairs. We compare their zero-shot text to audio retrieval and classification performance to ImageBind's emergent retrieval and classification in Table 3. IMAGEBIND significantly outperforms prior work on the audio-text retrieval benchmarks. On the Clotho dataset, IMAGEBIND has double the performance of AVFIC despite not using any text pairing for audio during training. Compared to the supervised audio clip model, IMAGEBIND achieves comparable audio classification performance on ESC. Note that AudioClip uses class names from audio set as text targets for audio text training, hence is referred to as SU-PERVIST. IMAGEBIND's strong performance on all three benchmarks validates its ability to align the audio and text modalities using images as a bridge. Text to audio and video retrieval. We use the MSRVTT1KA benchmark to evaluate the text to audio and video retrieval performance in Table 4. Only using audio, IMAGEBIND achieves strong emergent retrieval performance compared to the video retrieval performance of prior work like MIL-NCE. The text-to-video performance for our model is strong, 36.1% R at 1 in Table 2, as it uses OpenClip's vision and text encoders and outperforms many prior methods. However, combining the audio and video modalities further boosts performance, showing the utility of IMAGEBIND's features over an already strong retrieval model. 4.3. Few shot classification. We now evaluate the label efficiency of IMAGEBIND by evaluating on few shot classification. We use the audio and depth encoders from IMAGEBIND and evaluate them on audio and depth classification respectively in Figure 3. For greater than one shot results, we follow reference 49, 59, and train linear classifiers on fixed features, details in Appendix B. On few shot audio classification, Figure 3 left, we compare with 1. Self-supervised audio MAE model trained on audio from AudioSet and 2. A supervised audio MAE model fine-tuned on audio classification. Both baselines use the same capacity VidB audio encoder as IMAGEBIND. IMAGEBIND significantly outperforms the audio MAE model on all settings with gains of approximately 40% accuracy in top 1 accuracy on less than 4 shot classification. IMAGEBIND also matches or outperforms the supervised model on is greater than or equal to 1 shot classification. IMAGEBIND's emergent zero-shot performance surpasses the supervised as less than or equal to 2-shot performance. For few-shot depth classification, we compare with the multimodal multi-MAE, reference 4, VIT-B, 16 model trained on images, depth, and semantic segmentation data. IMAGEBIND significantly outperforms multi-MAE across all the few-shot settings. Altogether, these results show the strong generalization of IMAGEBIND audio and depth features trained with image alignment. 4.4. Analysis and applications multimodal embedding space arithmetic. We study whether IMAGEBIND's embeddings can be used to compose information across modalities. In Figure 4, we show image retrievals obtained by adding together image and audio embeddings. The joint embedding space allows for us to compose two embeddings, e.g., image of fruits on a table plus sound of chirping birds, and retrieve an image that contains both these concepts, i.e., fruits on trees with birds. Such emergent compositionality, whereby semantic content from different modalities can be composed, will likely enable a rich variety of compositional tasks. Without retraining, we can upgrade existing vision models that use clip embeddings to use IMAGEBIND embeddings from other modalities such as audio. Upgrading text-based detectors to audio-based. We use a pre-trained text-based detection model, DEDIC, reference 86, and simply replace its clip-based class, text, embeddings with IMAGEBIND's audio embeddings. Without training, this creates an audio-based detector that can detect and segment objects based on audio prompts. As shown in Figure 5, we can prompt the detector with the barking sound of a dog to localize a dog. Upgrading text-based diffusion models to audio-based. We use a pre-trained DALL-E2, reference 60, diffusion model, private re-implementation, and replace its prompt embeddings by our audio embeddings. In Figure 1, we observe that we can repurpose the diffusion model to generate plausible images using different types of sounds. 5. Ablation study. We investigate various design choices for learning a joint embedding space for different modalities. Since the ablation experimental setup is similar to Section 4, we only note the main differences, full details in Appendix C. We report results on the ESC Fold 1 for the ablation study. We use a VITB encoder for the image, audio, depth, and thermal modalities by default and train them for 16 epochs, versus 32 epochs in Section 4. For IMU, we use a lightweight 6-layer encoder with 512 dimensional width and 8 heads, and train it for 8 epochs. The text encoder follows, reference 59, and is a 12-layer transformer with a width of 512 dimensions. We initialize the image and text encoder from the clip model, reference 59. 5.1. Scaling the image encoder. The central idea in IMAGEBIND is aligning the embeddings of all modalities to image embeddings. Thus, the image embeddings plays a central role in the emergent alignment of unseen modalities, and we study their effect on the emergent zero-shot performance. We vary the size of the image encoder and train an encoder for the depth, audio, etc. modalities to match the image representation. To isolate the effect of the image representation, we fix the size of the other modality encoders. We use the pre-trained clip, VIT-B and VIT-L, and open clip, VIT-H, image and text encoders for this experiment. Our results in Figure 6 show that IMAGEBIND's emergent zero-shot performance on all modalities improves with better visual features. For depth and audio classification, the stronger VIT-H versus the VIT-B image encoder provides a gain of 7% and 4% respectively. Thus, stronger visual features can improve recognition performance even on non-visual modalities. 5.2. Training loss and architecture. We study the effect of the training design choices on the emergent zero-shot classification. We focus on two modalities with different characteristics: depth, which is visual and spatial, and audio, which is non-visual and has a temporal component. We found that studying these diverse modalities led to robust and transferable design decisions. Contrastive loss temperature. We study the effect of the temperature 7, EQ1, in Table 5A. We experiment with a learnable temperature initialized to 0.07, parametrized in the log scale, following reference 59, versus various values of fixed temperatures. Unlike reference 59, we observe that a fixed temperature is best for depth, audio, and IMU classification. Additionally, we see that a higher temperature is better for training the depth, thermal, and IMU encoders, whereas a lower temperature works best for the audio modality. Projection head. We vary the projection head used for each encoder from a linear layer to an MLP with 768 hidden dimensions. The results in Table 5B show that a linear projection performs better for both modalities. This is in contrast to standard self-supervised methods like SIMCLR, reference 10, whose performance improves with MLP projection heads. Training epochs. We vary the number training epochs and report the classification performance in Table 5C. Longer training consistently improves the emergent zero-shot performance for both modalities across all datasets. Data augmentation for paired images. During IMAGEBIND training, we augment images either using basic augmentation, cropping, color jitter, or strong augmentation that additionally applies rand augment, reference 11, and rand erase, reference 84. We specify the augmentation parameters in Appendix C. Stronger augmentation helps depth classification when training on the small number of image, depth, pairs from the Sun RGBD dataset. However, for audio, strongly augmenting the video makes the task too challenging, leading to a significant drop of 34% on ESC. Depth-specific design choices. We vary the type of spatial crops used for training in Table 5E. Following CMC, reference 68, we use two unaligned random crops from the corresponding image and depth pair versus our default choice of using spatially aligned random crops. Contrary to CMC, we observe that random cropping severely degrades performance, more than 10% on SUN-D. Unlike vanilla self-supervised learning, our image representations learn from image text pairs are more semantic, and thus spatially misaligned crops hurt performance. In Table 5F, we observe that random erase, reference 84, boosts performance on depth classification. Audio-specific design choices. We train for video audio alignment using temporally aligned samples or unaligned samples and measure the final performance in Table 5 grams. Similar to the depth classification observation, temporally aligned samples lead to better performance. Table 5H shows that using frequency masking augmentation for audio also provides a small boost in performance. Capacity of the audio and depth encoders and their impact of the classification performance is reported in Table 6. A smaller encoder for depth improves performance, presumably because of the relatively small size of the image, depth, dataset. Conversely, we observe that larger audio encoder improves the performance, particularly when paired with a high-capacity image encoder. Effect of batch size. In Table 7, we evaluate the effect of batch size on the representation learned. As shown, the batch size can vary across modalities depending on the size and complexity of the corresponding pre-training datasets. IMAGEBIND to evaluate pre-trained vision models in Table 8. We initialize the vision encoder using a pre-trained model and keep it fixed. We use image-paired data to align and train text, audio, and depth encoders, full details in Appendix B. Compared to the supervised DAT model, the self-supervised DINO model is better at emergent zero-shot classification on both depth and audio modalities. Moreover, the emergent zero-shot performance is not correlated with the pure vision performance on ImageNet, suggesting that these tasks measure different properties. IMAGEBIND can serve as a valuable tool to measure vision models' strength on multimodal applications. 6. Discussion and limitations. IMAGEBIND is a simple and practical way to train a joint embedding space using only image alignment. Our method leads to emergent alignment across all modalities, which can be measured using cross-modal retrieval and text-based zero-shot tasks. We enable a rich set of compositional multimodal tasks across different modalities, show a way to evaluate pre-trained vision models for non-vision tasks, and upgrade models like DEDIC and DALL-E 2 to use using audio. There are multiple ways to further improve IMAGEBIND. Our image alignment loss can be enriched by using other alignment data, for instance other modalities paired with text, or with each other, e.g. audio with IMU. Our embeddings are trained without a specific downstream task, and thus lag the performance of specialist models. More research into adapting general-purpose embeddings for each task, including structured prediction tasks such as detection, will be beneficial. Finally, new benchmarks, e.g. our emergent zero-shot task to measure emergent abilities of multimodal models, would help create exciting new applications. Our model is a research prototype and cannot be readily used for real-world applications, Appendix F. Acknowledgements. Authors would like to thank Uriel Singer, Adam Polyak, and Naman Goyal for their help with the DALL-E 2 experiments, and the entire Meta AI team for many helpful discussions. Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.ai.